Hello, is this working? Sure is. All right, well, we got the recording all going. This is our first Conversations with Soren, first session of Conversations with Soren. Let me just describe the scene to you. It's March 9th. There's snow out the window. We're getting ready for a little trip to Grandma and Grandpa's house. We're going to be there, well, tomorrow, right? We're going to go to church this afternoon, and then tomorrow on Sunday, we'll go to Sunday school, and then right away we'll leave to go to Grandma and Grandpa's house. We should get there about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Sound good? All right. Now, I understand that you have a seven. Can you describe this seven?
What's my first question about it?
So could it be like a math question? Okay, so now when I say what is 7 plus 7, what do you do? How exactly do you work that?
Do that,
Oh,
and
you
then I
okay,
answer.
so you move your head over so that you're touching the seven and you can hear the seven, is that right? Okay.
It's in seven language, only I know
Okay.
what it's saying.
Okay. All right. And what does seven language sound like? Can you give me a like an example? All right.
Like that, except it's not music. I know I sort of sounded like music.
Okay. All right. Doesn't know everything.
No.
It doesn't know
It
quite
doesn't
everything, huh?
know. It doesn't know stuff that it doesn't know
Well,
that
okay.
I don't know.
It doesn't know stuff that you don't know. Okay.
Like what's 1,000 plus 97 or something?
Okay. All right. Then, do I remember right that there was some other part of this seven? Now, when did this seven start appearing to you? When did you first know you had this seven?
One day, everyone has a seven, but the people who don't have seven sticking out, they're fixed in your ear.
Where's your small brain?
Now, that's right around
Okay,
here.
you got to describe where
It's
there here is because remember we're recording on a.
right here.
So you're telling me you have two and a half brains? Or
Well,
maybe three and a half, huh? Because you got
yeah,
your
three and
regular
a half.
brain and
No,
then.
I don't have the regular, but the seven is worth two brains, you know.
Okay. So you don't have any brain up in your head, is that
Yes.
right? Wow.
They put wood in it though, so it won't get damaged.
Okay, all right. No, we were talking yesterday about Soren's visit to the Fairfield Inn on Christmas Day, right? So then you stayed. So you're saying that you stayed over on Christmas night.
On Christmas Day, yes, on Christmas night.
Yeah. Okay.
On
So
the
that.
actual Christmas Day night.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Is it kind of a rectangle shape, or what kind of shape is it?
Sort of square like most
All
buildings.
right. On each floor, they have a pop machine. How much was the
And an
pop?
ice machine.
And an ice machine. How much was the pop?
I don't know. I guess 25 or 50 like normal. And there's one pop center on each floor. I think there's two pop machines.
They're called pop centers?
I call them that.
Okay, all right.
Because they have more than one pop machine in them.
Okay.
That's what most hotels have, you know.
Yeah, seems like it, huh?
Yeah,
Seems
big
like it.
plants.
Well,
So
it was.
I got 7 days in total, and you only got 3.
So you unpacked and you got all your stuff
I
together
think
in
I
your
turned
room.
on the lights.
Okay. I mean, what kind of the pineapple upside down cake? What does it have? That's.
Brown sugar and pineapple, of course. I think it has some oil in it too.
Okay. Well, until next time then. Bye-bye.